far as you can see, it's air.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Whether to believe this or not.
Yeah, Jesse, I think going to college is beginning to affect you. You don't know whether to believe nothing or not.
Well, it's just a plumb ridiculous.
Well, maybe so, but now it ain't good for you not to believe so much.
No, Mercy, Jesse, that ain't good for you. What is it ain't good for you?
Going around doubting everything.
No, that's right, Mercy, Jesse, you oughtn't to doubt things.
Well, this paper says there's too many people in the world.
To do what?
Well, now, that choir I heard singing on TV last night could have used a couple more altos. I don't believe there's enough people in the world.
Uncle Cedar says the world needs at least two more Gene Autrys.
At least.
I knew you two wouldn't get serious. Now listen, this means there's too many people in the world to live. We're going to run out of food and clean air and water.
I don't believe that.
Mercy Jesse, you funning us, ain't you?
I certainly am not, Leon.
Well, look up, Mercy Jesse. As far as you can see, it's there, and the Washtenaw River's running over.
And I drove to Burn yesterday, and I didn't see nobody south of Gurdon except that Shaver feller and that Ms. Windham, and don't neither one of them eat much.
Sam, this paper ain't talking about right here in the Gum Springs area. Why, it's talking about China and India and South America.
Well, that ain't our problem.
Sam, that's a hardened attitude now, I must say. You got to be concerned about...
Well, I don't believe none of that stuff you're reading. Do you?
Well, I certainly do.
Well, you can't go around believing everything you read, Jesse.
No, Mercy Jesse, you can't go around believing everything you read. That ain't natural.
As usual, you two start out telling me I hadn't ought to doubt things, hadn't ought to be so cautious, and then you tell me not to believe everything I read.
And that's right, too, Jesse.
Yeah, Mercy Jesse, we wouldn't give you no wrong advice.
Well, what's a friend for?
Well, you know, I've often wondered what a junior partner was for.
Well, me and Uncle Cedar's talking about that here other night, and he said nothing.
Well, now, just a minute here, Leon.
Well, a junior partner's better than having a sore foot, I guess.
Just a minute, Jesse, now.
Uncle Cedar says you need somebody to blame when things don't go right.